Hello, I'm Mark Bowden, hypnotherapist and life strategist. There are so many diets and weight loss programs out there, and the one thing that many of them have in common is this: they are effective. Now you might be thinking, you heard me wrong there, but I'll say it again. There are a lot of weight loss programs out there, certainly the ones that ensure that you aren't starving yourself or missing out on a balanced diet, that are indeed effective. Okay, I will concede, they could be effective. You can see that many of them have potential, and you can see the potential once you start using them. With all of that wonderful motivation that you have, you start to see progress. The problem is with that petulant, primitive part of your brain that starts by saying, "But I want that chocolate," or "That takeaway just tonight won't hurt. Go on, miss that gym session. You've been doing so well lately." Then that takeaway tastes so good, and missing the gym felt like a well-earned break. But then the bad food starts creeping back in, and the exercise regime starts going out the window, and before you know it, you're back to square one, blaming the diet or the fitness regime as being useless. But it's our hardwired brains that are the issue. If the engine of your car had issues, you wouldn't keep filling it up with petrol and wonder why it wasn't going anywhere. We have to tackle the engine, the center, the most powerful part. Your brain is the most important piece of the puzzle when it comes to weight loss, and pretty much everything actually. And wouldn't it be great if you could continue that motivation, or better still, if you didn't come up against that natural resistance in the first place, and your brain was working for you rather than against you? Well, that's exactly what these sessions will do, and the beautiful thing about it is that nothing about this is fluffy or hopeful thinking. As with all of my hypnotherapy, it finds its framework in proven science and neuroscience to get the results that you want. And there are many ways in which this recording will start to condition different parts of your brain to assist you with weight loss. And here are just a few. Broadly speaking, there are two parts to your brain: the intellectual mind and the primitive mind. The intellectual mind is predominantly positive thinking, and the primitive mind is predominantly negative thinking. The negativity of the primitive mind is there for a reason. It's very hung up with survival. It will do everything in its power to ensure that you survive. When you're anxious, worried, and scared, you operate mainly from this part of the brain. Cortisol is just one of the unhelpful hormones when it comes to weight loss, and this is secreted from the adrenal gland when we are thinking with this part of the brain. Cortisol causes us to store fat around our tummies, and it's a proven enemy of our weight loss objectives. And also, the primitive part of our brain is an emotional brain, always looking for that quick hit of dopamine, which is why when we're anxious or feeling down, we often reach for the high-calorie foods rather than the healthy ones. When we think positively, however, we are operating from the intellectual part of the brain. Now, one thing I didn't mention is that not only is this part of the brain positive, but it's also solution-focused. It's always looking for ways of doing something better and moving us forward, progressing in life. And the more that we're positive thinking, the more that we operate from this side of the brain. So if we're thinking positively about an aspect of our lives, this part of the brain is helping us to move forward with it. But it doesn't just look for solutions whilst you are thinking about something. It also works on autopilot. For example, have you ever lost a set of keys, for instance, and you're operating in the intellectual part of the brain by thinking positively? "I know they're here somewhere. They'll definitely turn up." You might not find them, and you stop looking, and in fact the keys go out of your conscious mind entirely. But you're still happy and positively going about your day-to-day life, and all of a sudden, it pops into your head. "They're upstairs on the dressing table. I put them there whilst I was hoovering." Now this is a simple example of how our intellectual brain works. Still working hard behind the scenes, looking for the solution, based on the information it had. At some point, it found a memory where the keys were put on the table, and it presented it to your conscious mind. And the thing is, the solutions don't have to be restricted to something specific. If you're thinking positively about exercise, healthy eating, and a weight loss inducing lifestyle, your brain will be actively looking for opportunities in the background to assist you in achieving these objectives. Now, on to the reticular cortex, the part of your brain that filters information that you can then become consciously aware of. What this means is that when you start thinking about something, your brain starts focusing on that information and allows things related to that thought to bypass the reticular cortex and make its way into your conscious awareness. Now here's the classic example. You're thinking about buying a certain type and model of car. And once you start thinking about it, all of a sudden, it seems like every man, every woman, and his dog are driving one. What happened? Those vehicles have always been there, but because you weren't interested before, your reticular cortex allowed the information to come in, but rooted it directly into your subconscious memory. However, once you started focusing on the vehicle, your reticular cortex starts doing pattern searches to try and match what you're focusing on with what's coming in through your senses. You might hear a sound that you know is what the vehicle's engine sounds like, or you start seeing advertisements for it all over the place, and you see it everywhere on the road. So how does this help with weight loss? Well, the problem that people have when they're trying to lose weight is that they focus on the negative of the issues. I need to stop eating chocolate. I spend too much time watching television. I eat too many calories. I don't do enough exercise. And even if you're focusing on stopping something, your brain is effectively highlighting it. If you're thinking, in order to lose weight, I need to stop eating certain foods, it's like saying to your reticular cortex, alert me every time you see these foods. And when you're relying on willpower alone, and your brain is constantly highlighting temptations, all you are going to do is make weight loss even more difficult than it already is for you. What this recording will do is highlight to your reticular cortex that you need to focus in the correct way. So focusing on healthy foods, making them appealing to you, focusing on exercise, making it something that you desire to do. So anytime opportunities to help you eat more healthily and exercise, etc., come into your life, they will be highlighted to your conscious mind so that you can take advantage of them, whilst the unhelpful stuff is simply bypassed. So by positively changing your focus, your brain will be working behind the scenes to assist your weight loss, working for you to find opportunities where you can get more exercise, eat more healthily, and many other ways that will assist your weight loss. Now on to mirror neurons. This is fantastic. Scientists have proven that inside our brains, we have millions of these. These neurons mirror other people's emotions, moods, and feelings. For example, you are feeling happy and relaxed on a date. This will influence the mirror neurons of the person that you are with. When you're feeling good, happy, and at ease, this can only be a good thing in this situation. Now, one of the big issues with losing weight is often the people around you. If you come into contact regularly with people who don't want to exercise and like to laze about, slowing their metabolism, or eat lots of junk food, their emotional feelings and moods towards this unhealthy behavior is only likely to increase yours. In fact, as you're listening to this recording now, it's likely that your own mirror neurons probably didn't put up too much of a struggle to take on this unhealthy behavior in the first place. The optimal way to influence the emotions, moods, and feelings in others is to change your own emotions, moods, and feelings rather than trying to make them feel a certain way consciously. This recording will naturally align your emotions and your moods with positivity about a healthy and active lifestyle. You will be drawn towards losing weight healthily and naturally. And not only is this going to have a great effect on you, but it's going to start influencing the mirror neurons of those around you. The people that have made it difficult for you to lose weight because of their own bad habits are slowly going to be turned into an asset in your weight loss. They will start feeling more enthusiastic about losing weight and all the healthiness that comes with it. In fact, you might even feel like asking them for half of the money for this recording, as they will start getting some great results too. And the other thing about mirror neurons, which I find absolutely amazing, is that our own mirror neurons in our own brains are influenced by other mirror neurons in our own brains. Now, what this means is that when you start making an effort to feel and think in a certain way, this will spread like wildfire through the rest of your mirror neurons so that you're feeling these feelings even more powerfully. So your desire to live a naturally healthy lifestyle where you start losing weight will be a desire and a feeling that will get stronger and stronger the more that you listen to this recording. So as you can see, this recording uses brain-based science to start conditioning you towards weight loss success. So on to the sessions themselves. They are broken down into two separate recordings that differ only by the ending. I have provided you with a daytime and a bedtime version, with the only physical difference between the two is the ending. The daytime version finishes with an ending that will awaken you feeling energized, while the nighttime recording will assist you in going to sleep as soon as it's finished. This gives you the option of what time of day you want to listen to the recording, and as most of my clients prefer to listen to the recordings at night, this is why I've provided this option. And also, if you do listen before bedtime, not only will it induce a better night's sleep, but also your mind will have the next 6 to 8 hours to allow my hypnotic suggestions to sink deeply into your subconscious mind. And the thing I want to make clear before you listen to any of my recordings is this: there is no need for you to consciously engage in any of your hypnosis sessions. Many of my recordings tell you to breathe deeply and slowly, to imagine certain things, to count backwards in your mind, and a whole host of other things. People often worry that they need to get every single thing right for the recording to work. Not so. And let me reassure you, it doesn't matter whether you're drifting off or listening intently. You don't have to consciously engage. You just need to be in a comfortable place where you can allow the recording to resonate around you. It isn't the breathing or the counting that makes this work. It's the hypnotic suggestions, the embedded NLP, and the powerful words and phrases that you hear. Remember, it takes no effort at all. If you find yourself drifting off, thinking about something else, or even thinking you missed a bit, don't worry. It's your subconscious mind that we're interested in, and your subconscious misses nothing, not a single thing. Rest assured that all the great stuff gets absorbed effectively, and you will get the results that you want. And make sure you don't listen to the recording once or twice and then put it in a drawer and forget about it. Listen to it over and over again, once a day if possible, and start to condition yourself to building massive momentum and motivation in your life so that you can start and continue on the path to the most effective weight loss that you have ever experienced.